From our MP, who is Freddie van Merlo. I hope you've been able to remain comfortable in the recent heatwave. It has certainly underlined the urgent need to better prepare our communities for the many challenges of a changing climate. In June, I participated in Greener Henley's Community Resilience Briefing, which brought together leaders and decision makers from local organisations to watch the People's Emergency Briefing film and discuss how Henley and the surrounding area can prepare for the growing impacts of climate change. I was proud to take a Spread the Word pledge, committing to champion local climate and nature action and encourage wider participation across the constituency. With my pledge in mind, it was brilliant to be joined by so many local groups and organisations at the Summer Climate Lobby in Sonning Common last month. I was particularly inspired and touched by the eloquence of local school pupils talking about their future, which at present is very much in our hands. Many thanks to all for their time and contributions. I'm looking forward to getting stuck into my action points on my return to Westminster. In Westminster, July saw a flurry of legislative activity as the government rushed to finish before the long summer recess. I've been working closely on the health bill, as it aligns closely with my background prior to entering the House. I've tabled not one, but six amendments to the bill at committee stage. One of these calls for reforms of early access to medicines, given how boys with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy were denied a new medicine in Oxfordshire while the rest of the country got access. Still on health, I raised a point of order in the House to request a response to my letter of the 2nd of June requesting the Secretary of State for Health to step in and reverse the decision to close three Oxfordshire-dedicated mental health programmes providing support for vulnerable children, young people and families at critical points of need. I got a holding response the next day. By the time I get a substantive response, service will be long gone. Deeply frustrating. I also raised Thames Water, dismal record again in the House, this time asking for the privately owned water companies in England and Wales to be included within the scope of the Public Accountability Bill, Hillsborough Law, so they too are bound by the code of conduct and duty of candour, just like publicly owned companies of Scotland and Northern Ireland are. Locally, it was fantastic to visit Benson Weir earlier this month and see the completed works firsthand. This is a really important investment to our local area that will benefit residents, visitors, boaters and everyone who enjoy the River Thames for the anticipated 100-plus-year life cycle of the bridge. The Environment Agency has delivered a complex engineering project while ensuring this vital piece of river infrastructure continues to do its job of managing river flows. It is also great to see environmental improvements built into the scheme, including the new fish and eel pass, helping wildlife thrive alongside the engineering works. A visit to Benshed highlighted to me the power of persistence. This space for local residents to come together and learn and ply a craft from woodwork to dressmaking, it's a testament to the 8 years a small team spent realising vision. That's why I laid down a motion in Parliament in honour of their work. It was also a pleasure to be invited to the Ulm Almshouse Charity Founders Service last month. It was fascinating to hear about their nearly 600-year history and lovely to feel a tiny part of that history.